OMB has just updated its list of 26 federal IT programs that it has designated as high priority, and it is trying to make sure they don't fall through the cracks. It's all part of the White House reform effort for federal IT spending. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been following this story all day long today. He joins us right here, right now, with the latest. Max.
Hi, Chris. This is the latest step in the process of what Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra calls the right-sizing of numerous federal IT projects. You'll recall that at the end of July, he released a memo from OMB saying that agency CIOs were to help with a thorough review of their most high-risk IT projects. These were called TechStat sessions. Well, now today, Vivek Kundra told the press conference this morning about a new list of 26 IT projects that he calls high priority.
This list was established in coordination with the leaders at these agencies who are all invested in the success of their high priority programs. The programs we have identified are mission critical. We believe that their objective remains as important as ever. As such, we want to speed up and simplify the execution of these programs. This isn't about killing projects. It's about making them work better and faster. It's about getting more from taxpayer dollars. This is just one step in a much broader administration-wide effort to make government work better and close the information technology gap that exists between the public and private sector. These IT efforts are a great example of that coordinated administration-wide approach we're taking to fundamentally change the way government does business and get more out of taxpayer dollars.
And, of course, we will have a link to the complete list, the high-priority IT list discussed today at federalnewsradio.com. We'll give a copy of this to Dorothy Rominski, our Internet editor, and we'll post it up with this along with this little chat.
So a couple of questions here, Max. Mm-hmm. There are far fewer systems than were on the list previously, right?
Right.
I think there were like 100 systems or 125 systems. So it's a pretty dramatic downsizing. Does that mean all those other programs have been fixed? Or?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Now this is a list. This list right here is 26 programs that they consider high priority and mission critical. Those are the four critical words that characterize this list that Vivek Kundra discussed today. On this list, things like the FBI Sentinel program. We've heard a lot about that program over the years. This was supposed to be the case program that they used, that FBI agents used.
But so they're still using largely paper, mm-hmm. and it's an electronic system. And of course, they killed the last one.
Right.
This is the second version.
Right.
And it's still in trouble.
It's still in trouble. There are four phases of Sentinel that were listed when they put together the system. They've been through two now, and the last two phases of it have been troubled, and so they've put a stop to it, and now they're trying to reevaluate and trying to fix the last two phases of Sentinel so they can actually get it working. OPM, the Retirement Systems Modernization Program, we've been covering this project for the last couple of years, something they have to get a hold of because there are an increasing number of federal workers who are going to be retiring in the next couple of years. We've covered that story from the standpoint of how do we replace these folks, but now OPM is also having to deal with just paying the retirement benefits of all of these feds who are retiring now. They've been trying again and again over the last several years to fix the retirement system, and they've been drawing blanks. So now they're trying to take this approach that Vivek Kundra has outlined over the last couple of months of maybe making more incremental changes in these IT projects, and then also fixing them that way. Also, the Department of the Interior, they've had numerous problems over the years led to some very costly confrontations, legal confrontations with Native Americans that have to do with the email system. They're calling it the Consolidated Infrastructure Automation Telecom Program. This program is also going to be focused on in the next couple of weeks. weeks. Do you want me to get into a couple of other?
Sure. Yeah. The couple ones that that particularly struck my eye were there was a big one. The HUD.
Right.
The HUD transportation initiative. Did Mr. Kundra talk at all about the selection process? Because I know there was a lot of frustration that once you got on the watch list, you felt like you could never get off.
Right. Yeah. In this case, he said, if you're on, I think the impression that he was trying to leave here is that if your project is on this particular list, they want you to succeed, and they want to give you the resources that you need to be able to succeed. And so the priority here is that these are projects that are mission critical,
right,
and that are key to how the agency does its work. For example, there are a couple of Commerce Department programs here. One is, I'm not even sure about this one, BISECASS 2000 Plus.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
You know that one?
No.
I see. But one that has received a little bit of attention is the Patent and Trademark Office's Patent File Wrapper Program. This is a way to, they want to try to consolidate how they manage patent and trademark applications so that they can gain some efficiencies from how they do their work. And also, Chris, tie this into the fact that they have their very successful telework program. I'm told that this would sort of put the capper on how they gain the efficiencies of all these good people who are out there teleworking, all of the patent and trademark attorneys who are teleworking out in the field. Very quickly, a couple of other projects.
Just by way of a point, Bureau, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security Export Control Automated Support System 2000.
Very good.
To essentially take the Bureau of Industry and Security to administer the U.S. dual export control system and add some automation to that.
Very good. Also, other programs that are on here, another one we've covered extensively, the Electronic Records Archives Program at the National Archives. Yeah. That's a program that has had numerous problems and years of problems, but because they've already gone down the road and because they've already made this major commitment to this program, they're sort of under the gun to make it successful.
And that's part of the thing you've seen in with particularly this in like a VA where they have chopped systems. They've said stop spending on systems, and it's always hard when you go, okay, how far in do we get on this before
right.
does it make sense anymore?
That's exactly right.